Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Love is in the air for Jorge and Alba, while Jane is still beating, or should I say stalking, a dead horse. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, this new music is amazing.
You like it?
Yeah.
It's not AfterBuzz, AfterBuzz. I like both, though. This is like a nice vibe.
Yeah, that's my guy. All of your access.
Welcome back to the Jane the Virgin After Show. I am here with the lovely Miss Nima Sky to my left.
Hey.
And to her left, Miss Dontara Terrell.
Hey.
And we are missing Delia and Simone tonight. We miss you guys, but we will see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We have so much to talk about. Rogelio is still working on the passions of Rogelio. Petra and JR are going through their Petra and JR things. Raphael and Jane are just going through it. But Alba and Jorge are in love. We're going to get into it. First, I want to know, what were your overall thoughts of this episode?
My overall thoughts were, I'm an emotional mess. I was very excited to see Jorge and, Abuela get together. But however, seeing like Petra and, you know, her girl like break up, I was so confused because, of course, I didn't think that she was really going to break up with her. But then to see Raphael tell Jane that they were through, I mean, it was very dramatic. So I was just like, I was happy and sad and emotional. I was like, I didn't know how to feel. So I was all over the place.
For me, I felt Jane's pain. I've been in that situation before with an ex. And I'm stalking them on social media. I can laugh about it now, but at the time,
it's not funny.
It's not funny. No.
It's never funny until it's funny.
Right, until it's funny. But yeah, like an emotional roller coaster. I feel like everyone was like breaking up to make up, every couple. So
yeah, yeah. For sure.
That's so true. I can first and foremost say that I enjoyed this episode way more than last week's in Montana.
Oh, no.
I'm definitely so done with Montana. I'm so done. That's over.
Like, I know.
They spent way too much time there. And yeah, it was an emotional roller coaster for everybody. I was really rooting for Jorge and Alba, and that seeing them like the whole time is just like sort of like, oh my God, are they, aren't they? So it was really, really nice to see, you know, their transformation together.
I just felt like that was gonna happen. Like I felt like, well, before he was definitely hiding his emotions, and I like the fact how he addressed the, you know, how he actually addressed that he had pride issues, which is some things that men do sometimes when they don't really want us to know that they really like us. But I love to see them kind of like put everything aside, because even though she really loves him, like at the end we really saw like it was self-sacrifice. She's willing to sacrifice her own feelings just to make sure that he was okay. And in that moment, you know, whenever she made a decision, she's like, all right, cool. Well, all right, well, you can leave. And he was like, wait a minute. No, like he really, you know, realized in that moment, wait a minute, I love her and I want to be with her. As they always say, absence makes the heart grow fonder. But yeah, it was happy. It was a great time to be able to see them come together. Mm-hmm. So,
but do we think it's going to last?
I think that it's gonna last. I do. I really, come on, y'all. Listen, I mean, come on. I think it's gonna last only because of the fact I think that their relationship has really gone through like different, you know, levels. Again, like he said before, he only really rejected her because she first rejected him, you know? So I think in a relationship, once you get past the whole prideful aspect and people are willing to compromise, there's so much growth that can actually happen. So I don't know. I mean, I know we may say that, you know, they may walk away, but I don't know. I think that they're kind of here to stay. For me. For me.
Dontara, what do you think?
I personally think that this is just the beginning of the end, personally. I don't see them.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't foresee them going on, like, longer than, I don't know. I feel like it's too cookie cutter for it to just be, oh, we're in love and we're together. Something is going to happen, or maybe something to shake up things and they may stay together. Mm-hmm. But I just don't see them just being like, oh, we're happily in love and this is it. And I don't see the season ending like that. And I just...
It's just, wow. It's just too good to be true for you, honey.
I have goosebumps now. I'm like, oh, sad. Please don't do this to me.
I know. Like, oh, my God.
I just think, I mean, it's sad. It happens in real life, too, where there's two people and it's the timing's always been off. If you want to be with the man and he doesn't want you, or vice versa, and you flip-flop, been there, done that. And it's so nice to finally see them both wanting each other at the same time. And it happened when Alba was really just content with being like, okay, you know, I'm doing this so selflessly, strictly just to help him, and then we can move on with our lives. When he hears that, he's just like, wait, move on? What? No, I like this. I like being
together.
But
I think it's the idea of, like, thinking about the enemy, even though his idea is that he wanted to do it strictly because he really needed his papers. I think that when you get to a place of realizing something is the end, you realize that you've been so comfortable with this person. Mm-hmm. And then you start to see this person more as an asset. However, it is going to be interesting to see as they continue to grow and as, like, life, you know, goes through, you know, different changes. I think the challenge may be now that he's no longer familiar with her, he's here in America, he's actually able to kind of venture out and see other things. What kind of challenges is it actually going to bring their relationship? So,
agreed. Mm-hmm. And also, he needs to be lucky that Alba stayed around and, like, sort of waited for him. Not necessarily waited, but even giving him another opportunity to be like, because she's been trying to get with him or, you know, express her feelings. Yeah. And his pride, his ego, whatever you want to call it, he's just been shutting her down. So, look, me personally, I'd be like, no, you had your chance.
Bye.
Right.
I think it's because, like, as a man, I mean, even as a woman, being rejected so many times the same person, it's like, no, I don't want you. But then it's like,
no, it's
once
like
you
power.
Put that pride aside, it's like, I actually do want you.
Right.
Yes.
When you realize that they're actually going away, you're like, oh, wait a minute. You're actually leaving me? No.
What other woman is going to help Jorge the way Alba did? Like, nobody.
Well, see, Jorge doesn't have any other choices right now, so I think that it's listen,
he's
okay,
a handsome
I know
man.
Right now I'm playing I know right now I'm like contradicting myself and also playing devil's advocate, but since we are playing off of, you know, you, because I like to have an open mind, right?
Yes, of course.
Again, he doesn't have any other options. I mean, I guess we have to continue to see exactly what's going to happen. Like, who could I possibly think that he would, you know, he would actually have an option to choose over her? I mean, again, she's been the ride or die from, you know, day one. So, like, why would you leave her? But, again, we know how life is. Sometimes the fresh new look, something new may just, you know, want to bring you in. But, hey, we'll see. He's an older guy. So, you know, I feel like sometimes when people get older and, you know, they're, like, in a relationship, it just means something different than it does, like, you know, when you're younger. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, more men need to take note, put their pride aside and ego aside and step up to the plate. Like our boy
Thank
Jorge
you.
Over here.
Yes.
I mean, it took him long enough,
right,
but he
exactly.
got there, and
right.
that's what matters. And also what matters is that you got here. Nima, do you want to explain how important that
yes,
is to us?
Yes, I do. First and foremost, we want to thank you guys for allowing us to be the ESPN of TV Talk. Right now, we can use your help. If you are on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe. Or if you're listening through iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. But no matter what you do, please leave your comments, because we love to hear that. And sometimes we listen. We may even see exactly what you're commenting, and we may even actually shout you out on the show. But what I would like to let you guys know that no matter what, myself, the girls, and the AfterBuzz team here, we appreciate all you guys are doing, and we ask you that you continue to keep supporting us. Watch this show and all other shows on our platform throughout the week.
We love it. And we love when you join us in the comments. Actually, we have Billie Jean Girl. She joins us every week. Thank you so much for being active in the live chat. Billie Jean Girl says, Jane was such a stalker, the title even said so. It was funny how Jane's GPS was telling her that she was a stalker.
Her
yes, Billie
was
Jean.
Telling her, listen.
Yes.
Stop it.
Can you relate to Jane's actions?
Listen, I'm going to be real honest with you, okay? I think that we all can relate to that. You know, let's just keep it real.
I kept it real, right?
Yes. When you love someone and you really want to be with them and you know the things that like you guys have shared, I think that there's this certain type of soul connection that makes you feel like you have to win that person over. And again, that's not to mention, it's not like they're just in a regular relationship. This is like some, like, someone that she spends so much time with. Of course, you know, we know how she got here with her with the child. But again, when you love someone on that level, it's like you're willing to do whatever it takes to get them back. However, I don't know if Jane ever really considered her actions when she decided to go to Montana and, you know, she actually decided to explore that. Like, was that really because of the fact that she loved mm-hmm. him? Like, why did she feel obligated? I mean, of course, you know, that was her husband. But at the end of the day, I think these are questions that we have to ask. So was she really chasing him because she loved him, or was she chasing him out of guilt? You know, those are some questions that I kind of like, you know, picked up just by watching it. But again, I mean, it's real. Like, and you mm-hmm. like, I think that whenever you're trying to win someone over, you don't think that you're stalking them. You think that, oh my God, I just really want this person to understand like how I feel. And so you're literally oblivious to the idea that you're trying to force your will over somebody else's will. And I think that, you know, this is just the true reality of sometimes when you really just want love to win.
But, you know, I can appreciate Jane for always following her intuition, whether it's right or wrong. She still always listens to her gut. Mm-hmm. And I think at the time, her intuition and just her heart and her gut were telling her, try out Montana. And if it doesn't work out, you know, not saying you could fall back on Raphael, but it was just like, you never know unless you go, because, you know, something might come out. And now she's seeing like Raphael, and I don't know, I just feel like she always follows her heart, her gut. And so I feel like she lives with no regrets.
She does. But I think it's selfish in a way, because in the back of her mind, she has that safety net, who's Raphael. Like, oh, if it doesn't work out with Michael, I got him. If it doesn't work out with Raphael, I can go back to Michael. It's annoying. And I also said, why did she go to Montana in the first place?
Right.
And I even mentioned last week, actually, on the panel, I wish you guys were here, but you weren't. She completely, like, neglected her son. I think she did, by going to Montana. And lo and behold, her son is having issues at school this week. I mean, that might be a stretch.
I mean, honestly,
that might be a stretch.
No, not at all. I mean, again, I think it's the reality of being human. When you are going through something in your life that's very stressful, you tend to disconnect with the reality of what's really going on in your life. Mm-hmm. And I think that, of course, Jane was selfish and not dismissing her behavior. I think that she was selfish because she was in the middle of basically trying to make a life choice. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, her son wasn't so much on her mind because she felt like wherever her son was, that he was okay. But the reality is that there was an urgency for her to make a decision. And I feel like she decided to go to Montana because she wanted to give him a chance. You know, like, mm-hmm. I think that when they were sitting down in one of the episodes and he said something to her, kind of like reminding her back to the time that, like, they first met. Because at first, I felt like Jane was like, no, I'm not going to go back to him. Like, I'm not going to listen to anything he has to say. But I think that it was something in her that really triggered her, like, to make her think that, oh, well, maybe this could happen. But at the end of the day, the sad and honest truth is, when you're in a relationship with someone, regardless of if that person comes back and whatever, it's like, I'm going to be loyal to you. Mm-hmm. And if I'm with you and I... Granted, this happened and I'm really, really sorry, but I have to respect your feelings of how the person that I'm currently with feels. Because if I respect that person's feelings who I'm not with over this one, then I'm already making a decision that this person is more important. So it's like, mm-hmm. once you come back, I totally like relate to Raphael. It's like, no. So now all of a sudden, since you decide you don't want him, you want me. Like, mm-hmm. why didn't you make that decision? Whenever he was here, like, you didn't have to go to Montana. You could have just at least had a conversation with him day to day. Mm-hmm. But the fact that Jane made that decision, I think that it just kind of shows you that she wasn't really thinking clearly.
Mm-hmm. You know? Or maybe she was following her heart. Maybe she never really got over
Michael. But the heart can be deceitful.
It can.
So do you think Raphael was being too hard on Jane?
I do a little bit. I mean, because... the back and forth with him and Petra in the past. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's had some things going on, too, where Jane was very patient with him and just, you know, trying to make things work, and it just wasn't working. I feel like just to cut her off, just like, bam, we're done. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, and she was gone for, what, a weekend?
But, you know,
I mean, a lot can happen in a weekend, I know.
But whenever he told her, like, I'm through with you, it was right after she tried to come to his, like, opening. And I think that it was really more of the fact that he was angry the fact that she came and she did that, because now it doesn't even matter if I was thinking about it. Now I don't even want you around me because you've like not even just affected my feelings and my emotions as an individual, but now you're actually affecting my workplace. Like, mm-hmm. this is how I eat. Like, this is how I function. No, I'm through with you. Like, get away from me, you know?
Well, yeah, the work scenario was a bit much when she had the romantic gesture. That was a bit much.
Even if Raphael's boss wasn't there, I still think he wouldn't have taken it well.
Yeah.
Well, obviously he wouldn't have been as pissed off because he wouldn't have gotten fired. But I don't think he would have taken it well. It's just, he always comes in second place to Michael. And he only, like, won Jane over because Michael died the first time. So now, like, I know he is being really harsh on her, but it's like, I think she really does have to learn her lesson.
I don't think that he's being harsh at all.
Really?
No. I mean, okay, if I can think about putting myself in Raphael's shoes, there is no way in the world, like, once you decide to leave me, that is it. Like, you're out the door. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you allow somebody to come back in your life because they only missed you because they left and they had to experience something? Like, why do you not know that I'm, like, a for sure thing?
You know what? I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know what I mean? Like, yes. I'm not second to anyone. You're right.
And I feel like...
one and done.
No, I mean, and again, of course, maybe his delivery was, like, very passionate because I feel like he was already angry about the fact that she came to his workplace and she literally... She, like, he could have lost his job, you know? Like, that's his boss. So now his boss doesn't even trust him anymore, right? It doesn't matter... Even if he goes to his boss and, like, explains it.
He tried. The boss was
right. He's like, no, I don't want to hear it. So he was like, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I probably would say the same thing. Get away from me. Like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Because now it's like, you're messing up my workplace. You know, like, again, she's being, you said selfish. She's being, I hate to say this. Ladies, please don't get mad at me. She's being emotional.
Well, was I the only person who didn't? I don't think it's anything.
Okay. No. She is.
Yeah, she is. Definitely,
like, she's
is.
Being
emotional. And we're all guilty of that.
And, like, you know, I think what's so beautiful about this is that when you're watching it, you're really saying, wow, this is how I act when I get in my emotions. And, like, I can't, because how many times, the thing that was so crazy is, like, whenever Raphael was talking and he was like, Jane, whenever I told you I was going to meet with you, I wasn't saying that I wanted to get, like, she was reading more into it.
I was just
right?
about to say, was I the only person who, like, I felt like when he said, let's meet for coffee tomorrow, that's all I got from it.
Right.
And she's like, oh
my God, that's me that he wants to talk.
Where did you get that from?
Because it's like, we're on the outside looking in. But if I had gotten that text, I would have been like, oh my God, he sent like a smiley face. Like, he wants to date me, right? I would have probably been like worse than Jane. But from the outside looking in, it's just, she lives in this like fairy tale land where she's like, oh, I need to like do this grand gesture. No, there's a time and place for everything. It's like, you know, if your boyfriend leaves like a note on your car, it's like a cute note and you're like, oh, like, babe. But if a random like stranger in the street, you're like, that's so creepy.
Right.
Like,
yes.
It's just, it's not your time. It's not your place. I'm like almost done with Jane.
She's doing a bit too much for you. She's doing a bit
Jane is over the top. She's so emotional. I don't know what to do. I mean, and I get it. I mean, because we're talking about Jane, but we get like that too. Like, you know, when life gets crazy. Again, I just sat there and I was like, oh my God. If I act like that, I don't want to act like this again.
No, I don't mean to sit on my high horse. Yeah. I've probably done a lot worse. But I'm just saying,
I'm pretty sure we are.
As the show.
Yeah, no, for sure.
We're just not going to tell on ourselves. But
we're not. Listen,
we'll
are
talk
perfect.
About that later.
Right.
It's just, I think she's doing too much and she's taking on too much. She's trying to get her man back. She's playing with, not playing, she's, you know, studying with Mateo, trying to help him learn how to read. And then she takes on Rogelio's big project, his new pilot, his proposal, and completely blows it. Like, she just, is she taking on too much? Like, do you think?
She always does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like she always takes on much more than she can actually handle. So maybe that's, like, the invisible cape that I feel like us women always wear, mm-hmm. like the superwoman in us. Like, we underestimate things or we overestimate things, you know, either way. But when it comes to family or career, we're still trying to juggle and balance it all. Mm-hmm. And we don't know how to say no sometimes. Well, I know I'm guilty of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say no sometimes. But also, you're like, no, I can make it happen. Oh, we'll figure it out. Oh, yeah, I could definitely do that. Mm-hmm. And not realizing the effect
exactly.
of it all.
I totally agree with you. However, I kind of saw it a little bit deeper. I kind of feel like this is like therapy for Jane. Because the story that, you know, her dad wants her to create is very similar to the story that she's kind of going through in her life. And of course, she is a writer. So I think that this is definitely a moment for her to be able to find a way to connect with, you know, what she's going through. Because it's so funny because every time she keeps writing, she's like, that's it. Oh, my God. And so, like, she, like, uses that as, like, you know, a reason to either, you know, really, really understand her situation, which, of course, it's funny. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's interesting, too, because it's like she still shows sign of selfishness, like, when she doesn't finish out the story. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword here.
I mean, but you brought up a good point. Can Jane see a therapist? I think she needs to. And then,
listen, writing right now is going to be her therapy.
Like, but it can help her sort of, you know, like process her emotions, process her feelings, not be so emotionally invested in situations, or I don't want to say irrational, but sometimes irrational.
She seems a little
all over the place sometimes.
She seems a little delirious, which I think that, like, you know, like sometimes, like, when you're going through things in life, you do get a little delirious because you're like, oh my God, I'm zoned in on what I'm going through. So it's like you get so focused on
your bubble. And,
right.
Yes.
Like you just like, it's like reality is not even present and everything that's outside of reality is present.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why I know, like, this kind of might sound weird, but Rogelio is like one of my favorite characters.
Oh my God, yes.
Because, yes, he's selfish. He's a little bit narcissistic. He's all about himself, but he doesn't, you know, make promises he can't keep,
right.
I think. So he might be all about himself, but he's very transparent about it. Like, the passions of Rogelio, like, it's all about him. And, like, Jane is all about herself, too, but she tries to put up a front that, like, she wants... Why am I so against Jane tonight? It's like,
no,
wait,
it's okay.
I love her, I do.
We love Jane. I love Jane,
but,
too.
Yes,
Jane's
yes.
my girl.
But I was just... And when Rogelio said, I'm just disappointed...
Oh,
it was
that.
So sad.
Yeah,
I was like, no, Dad, no. That's like the worst thing a parent
yes.
can say to you.
I definitely felt that.
I mean, honestly, I think that he's very dramatic. But yes, like, because again, this is like his life is on the line. Like, literally, he could be losing his passion, like what he does every single day. So I don't think that Jane really understands the urgent,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like what you just say?
Intensity.
Thank you. The intensity. I was trying to find the word, but it was
right here
on my side.
I was trying to find it too.
Like, she doesn't understand the intensity. So I think that he's so passionate. He was disappointed because, you know, he's like, oh my God, like, if you don't do this, then, you know, what is it like, what does this mean for my career? And I don't mm-hmm. think that he ever really communicated that to her. I just think that he just kind of told her, oh my God, you know, my job wants me to be able to create this.
Mm-hmm.
And which, you know, I feel like everybody's a little dramatic. So I think she just kind of dismissed that idea, you
mm-hmm.
know? But again, it's your dad. Like, your dad tells you that he's disappointed in you. It's like, oh my God, I disappointed my dad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's also probably making her think, I also disappointed my son, you know, because he's having reading issues and I wasn't being a great parent. So I think that this is a moment that, you know, pulls in on Jane to kind of show her like she's not in reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like her dad is probably going to get a reality check. Even if she rewrites it, I don't think they're going to pick up his pilot.
Okay, but let's talk about...
You're just breaking my heart over and over today.
But let's talk about Back to Mars. I was Back to Mars.
Back to Mars.
Oh, my God.
See, it's stuff like no, that. That's why I'm not going
to... I was like, Back
this
to
is
Mars.
This is Mars.
Is this Mars?
Because they played it off of This Is Us, the show.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Sorry.
This is
I said Back to Mars. I'm in the future. Okay.
That
all right.
is something else.
Yeah. I mean, I was just kind of like, Jane, so you want to take them to Mars? I'm like, okay.
She lost me there.
I was almost with her, but then when she said Mars, I was like, oh, man.
You lost us.
Yeah. I was thinking like, ooh, I don't know how this meeting is going to go.
How about Jane as a man? Are we here for it?
Yo, that literally took me back to SNL. You remember Pam?
No, I don't really
You guys remember Pam?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry. Anybody remembers Pam from SNL? Like, so, like, Pam was kind of like, you know, the woman, man, whatever. It's like, mm-hmm. that literally, that whole scene reminded me, because she really looked like a man. I was like, oh, my gosh.
It reminded me of the Snapchat filter.
I was just going to say that, yes.
Yes. Oh, my God. The Snapchat filter, which is really scary.
I look like my brother. It's disgusting.
You did it? I haven't done it yet.
I haven't taken a picture. I just, like, look at myself. I'm like, oh, no.
We know how Jane looks like as a man.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That was something I didn't think I needed to see.
Right. But I guess, you know, they wanted her to, you know, to tap into her masculinity. Because, you know, her mom was like, listen, how would you feel if you were a man and a woman was stalking you? She never thought about it. You know,
wasn't it if she was a man doing the stalking?
Right. Mm-hmm. If she was a man, like, how would you feel if, like, a girl was talking? Did I not say that? I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
I'm hearing things backwards. Okay. Sorry.
But again, like, I feel like there's so many moments where people are trying to open up Jane's eyes to see reality. Again, like mm-hmm. you said, and I feel like that's always, like, Jane always lives in a fantasy world, right?
No, she does.
And so, mm-hmm. like, I think that it's about trying to help Jane see reality. And I think that that's what Mom did.
But can we talk about how Mom always gives, like, the most amazing advice?
Oh, I love
her. Like, she always centers, mm-hmm. Jane, like, despite what she's going through, right. she always centers Jane and just gives her that just, like, real advice. And I'm like,
talking about selfless, now she...
Zoe? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. She's very, 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 yes. very, very selfless.
And you know what's funny? In the beginning seasons, I don't know if you remember, they always painted her out to be, like, this party mom. Yes. Like, not really, like, into Jane's
life. They did do that.
Yeah, they painted her out to be that mom. So I love seeing her...
The transition.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Transition and being really the voice of reason. I think that Jane's always sort of needed.
Her and a grandmother.
Yeah.
Because grandmother always, she's like, she always, like, has these moments where she talks to Jane, and Jane is like, yeah, you're right. I'm going to do that.
It's like this moment of realization.
Yes.
Petra had one, too, tonight.
Oh, my God.
I was not expecting that.
I wasn't. But you know what? I feel like, you know, she's a mother. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I'm not a mom. But I can imagine, like, as a mother, these are her children, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if her children went as far as to try to, like, make her think that it was a sniper after her just to keep her away from the woman, she has to, like, I have to protect my children. I have to be able to protect their perception of you, which mm-hmm. I think that I absolutely award Petra. I think throughout the entire seasons, I've kind of always felt like Petra was really selfish and she was about herself. Like, mm-hmm. it was always about what she wanted. So to see her take this turn and really make it about her children, because we know how much she loves the girl. Like, mm-hmm. she's in love with her. But not more than her being a parent. Mm-hmm. So I definitely respect her.
But, you know, to that point, I feel like they introduced this scenario for a reason. So I'm like, what if JR really is a bad guy? A bad person? And so they're like setting the scene and she's trying to like perpetrate or like portray. Mm-hmm. I'm not the bad guy.
Yeah. I had that thought too for a second. I'm like, you know what? Anna and Elsa are very smart.
Yes.
Yeah, and they always make it clear to us that they are intelligent little girls.
Yeah.
They even make fun of Mateo for maybe not being as smart as them.
Ouch, that hurts.
It's like, listen, I know.
Mateo's just a little different than the girls.
Yeah. So I did have that thought too. I'm like, they might actually have a point. Like, I don't think it's about just them being traumatized, because they're like always on it. Like, I've never seen them like emotional or anything, and sort of the way Petra's raised them is like super independent and like super type A.
Especially they always catch those vibes and energy. You're giving off that wrong energy or vibe,
I'll let you know.
Yes, they feel it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, especially like, remember when she opened, then Jane came to the house and she was like, oh, is like your dad here? He's avoiding you. Like, that was so hilarious, but it was just so honest, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was so honest, and you're right. Mm-hmm. I mean, children do have a way of sometimes letting us know things that, like, we don't necessarily see. So, mm-hmm. you know, hey, that's a great prediction.
Yeah. I hope not, though. I hope it doesn't happen, just because I love them together, and to see Petra, like, finally in love, and I feel like JR mm-hmm. brings out the best in her, mm-hmm. it's nice. And I think if she gets her heart broken, Petra might go back to her old ways and just, like, totally mess up everybody's life. So I really, I do see that happening, though. I do agree with you,
Petra,
but I hope it doesn't.
She can be very revengeful.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Very, very vindictive.
And I don't want none of that fire that she has to give to somebody.
No. The poor bird, speaking Czech, who gets you know, thrown into jail for speaking a language. Oh. That was so sad.
The bird's been set free.
Yeah, thank goodness the bird's set free. But Sin Rostro isn't. However, Luisa clearly has a bestie. I've been waiting for Luisa's return to the show for like 5 episodes now. Last we saw of her, her neighbor brings her, a piece of pie or donuts or something. Right. And she goes, come inside. Like, who so does naive. That?
So gullible.
She is. Oh my God.
And now they're besties. What is this guy up to?
And he was also at the hotel stalking Raphael. So, yes.
Asking her, did you ask Raphael if you can meet your nieces? Why do you care?
So my thing is with the little girls?
But, I mean, I'm almost like, is she literally, that vulnerable enough to... I feel like this is more about she's looking for something that she needs. You know how sometimes, when you're so into... This is what I want from the universe, and then whenever you finally have it, you don't really ask questions about, wait, is this a counterfeit or is this, actually real? Mm-hmm. I think that she's so engulfed in her feelings of, what she wants it to be, to the point that, she's not getting clues. Why would you want, me to, he doesn't even really know her. So, why would you let a stranger in like that?
But they've been going to yoga every day, and they're neighbors now. So, I mean, she knows them a little bit. They're hanging. They're developing that relationship.
It takes time to get to know
somebody.
For a
second, I thought it was, romantic. She was like, when are you coming home? But then I'm like, no, it just seems like they're, BFFs.
Yeah.
Weirdly. She's just slow, girl. She's slow. She's shown us over and over again.
No other words to describe it.
It's so, she's so gullible. She's just gullible. I just want to know what he's up to. What is he doing stalking Raphael?
But it was more, it wasn't just him. It was a whole crew.
It was the lady, because he had a conversation with...
Cinderella.
I forgot her name. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that she has him up to it.
Yeah, yes. No, she does for sure. But yeah, there was a whole crew.
Yeah, right.
But he's the only one that I've noticed, in public.
Unless the bird.
The bird could, you know what? Probably Elsa and Anna, too. She probably recruited
and Jay all in it together.
All of them.
I have never seen somebody so powerful in jail. Woof.
It's scary.
It's scary.
And those face changes are scary.
Oh, my God. What's really going to happen? But I don't know. I mean, why Raphael, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Because he's so handsome.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's fine.
Let's talk about how cute he is.
Oh, he's amazing.
Cute is an understatement.
Yes, definitely. But I think it's time for our special segment, which is Ride or Die.
Ride or Die.
Vroom, vroom. Vroom, 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 like that vroom, vroom, sound effect?
Oh, I love it.
Well, who should do the honors?
I think you should.
Me? Listen, guys, my ride or die is the twins, okay? Listen, these girls are so young, and, they love their mother so much that they would try to imitate themselves as a sniper just to make, just to get her away. You know, it's almost like kids who just hate, their, stepdad or hate, their mom's boyfriend. I have to say, the kids are hands down, my ride or die because... Dang, they went through all that just to get their mother to get away from this woman, and it happened. Mm. So
that's a good one.
Yeah.
Mine is going to have to be Petra.
Yes.
Because Petra, I mean, she's in love with JR, but she's willing to put, not willing, she is putting her kids before any relationship, love or anything. She's not sacrificing that development, that motherhood, that bond for love, which I can appreciate. I don't know if you guys have been on social media and Twitter and all these stories of women just leaving kids with their significant, not even their significant others, people who they're dealing with at the time. And, so I was like, yes, Petra, stand up for your kids and just understand no, my kids come first.
Yeah.
Mother before everything. So.
Right.
I love it. I was going to say Petra too for the exact same reason. but let me think of another one.
There's a lot of people,
randomly.
I think.
Jorge.
Yes! He was my first choice, but I switched it to the twins.
He was gonna be my second choice. Okay.
Yeah. He came around, he realized he has a good woman in front of him. How could he let that go? And he put his pride to the side and proclaimed his love, and it's just so nice. And we interviewed Alfonso, who plays Rogelio. Alfonso, who plays Jorge, about 2 weeks ago. If you missed that episode, please go watch it. He was bomb. Amazing. He is so amazing. We're definitely team.
We're on his side,
Jorge.
Okay?
Yes.
And we even predicted that they were going to get together. He's like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
He wasn't spilling the tea.
He didn't say anything about anything.
He was not spilling the
tea. So his loyalty, see? That's another one. Yeah. His loyalty.
He is loyal.
See, he's a ride or die for real, real.
For real.
Shall we get into some predictions?
Oh, I love predictions.
Okay. Let's see. Now,
you're After Buzz TV predictions.
It's like waiting for it.
I know.
So
it sounds like kind of
Dontara.
Like
yes. My prediction is we have not seen the end of Michael. He's coming back. He's going to make a triumphant return. Mm-hmm. Whether him and Jane get together or not, I'm not sure. But I have a feeling we have not seen the end of Michael. That's my prediction. Mm.
I would choose that as one of my predictions, but I also do predict that Raphael is going to need Jane in some way, and it's going to light a fire between them two. I would like to say I do think that Jane is going to help her dad when the script over, and he is going to see his TV show and all the young people come together. And I don't know. I may be sounding contradicting, but I think that there's going to be some type of challenge in the relationship between Jorge.
Yeah?
Yeah, and Grandma. Mm-hmm. To see, like, it's going to be like a test to see whether or not their love is real. Mm-hmm. So that's my prediction.
Wow, I feel like I'm really naive because I just thought, like, that was the end of that. Like, okay, they're going to be happy, and, like, now we can, like, stop focusing on them. But you're probably right. It's never that easy.
Nah. Mm-hmm.
Nah.
It's never that easy.
He's coming from, like, a whole different country, so it's, like, it's scary sometimes starting off in a different place, you know? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, yeah, I got it, and it's cool. And then once you get off your high, and then reality sets in.
We gonna see him on South Beach somewhere.
Uh-oh. He's going to get his groove back.
Right. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. See, everything you guys said for predictions, I do see happening. And then now, since you mentioned it earlier, I totally think JR is the bad guy now. Like, I totally see that happening.
They're, like, foreshadowing it.
Yeah.
And she's trying to play, like...
They're trying to give us a hint.
Yes. Is she, like, working for Scene Rostro, do you think? Or is she, like, on her own, just trying to, like, ruin Petra's life?
I mean, they broke up before, and, you know, she was bad, and then all of a sudden, she came back. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, like, but why did she come back? Did she come back for love, or did she come back for something that she felt like she needed to take?
Well, even when Petra broke up with her this episode, she... was like, no, like...
Let's work it out. I'm going to put in the effort to try to get to know the girls better.
Right.
And I don't think she's ever really done that in the... It's usually Petra, like, chasing after her.
Right.
So either JR just, like, really loves Petra, or she's up to something.
Something more to the story.
Yeah. I'm going to be up all night thinking about it now.
All night long.
Any other predictions? I don't know. But I definitely agree. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
Michael is coming back. There's no way that was the end of Michael.
He's coming back for his woman. I mean, I think that this is going to be a never-ending journey for Jane. She's going to constantly be stuck in between who she's going to choose. I mean, I don't know. And then I also...
Who are you hoping she ends up with?
Raphael.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, Michael, but you were gone for like 3 years, and I know that you want to...
Love doesn't die,
but I think that we need to be realistic, though. Like, when you've been gone for 3 years, it's like, do you really expect that person just to, like, not move on with their life? Like, that's not reality. Like, that's... I mean, you want that to happen, and even though, you know, you guys had love at one stage in your life, when you experience something with a different person, I think that... That's what you have to be in reality of. Like, you've been 3 years away. So he's thinking about 3 years. Like, he's thinking about whenever they were together. So, like you said before, they've had 3 years apart. So he's grown apart. Like, he's moved to Montana. And who would have thought that this detective from Miami is a beautiful place. Like,
what would make you want to be drawn to a farmland and, you know, and be like a rancher?
He's not the same person. Remember, he has...
No. Yeah. Right, no. Like, I know that, of course, like, that situation. But what I'm saying is, like, what would actually make you really just want to say, I just want to move to Montana and I just want, like, her to come and, like, live this life with me? Like, that just doesn't make any sense. Like, it just, it almost seems like he's not in reality. Mm. You know?
Mm. I think that's, like, his new reality. I don't know. I'm very conflicted. But, Dontara, who do you want her to end up with?
So, previously, I would have said Michael.
Okay.
But, because I like the old Michael. This new Michael, I'm not rocking with. Yeah. So, I'm going to go with Raphael as well.
Yeah. I think I'm just... leaning more towards Raphael.
Yeah. Yes.
He's the one for her. But you know what? I feel like he's been the one for her since day one. Like, the way that they met, it was just, you know, crazy. And, like, them getting together and everything that they've been through. I mean, and it's always been between those, you know, those two. Always.
I honestly can't call it. Like, I don't know.
It's going to be a surprise.
Some people think
twist.
She's going to end up alone. Like, with neither of them.
I could see that.
I will be so annoyed if that happens.
You're like, we went through all this for you to be by yourself.
I need a love story. I need a happy ending. I need her with a man.
Somebody's like, gonna, ended may, somebody's maybe gonna with, end happily. With Grandma and Jorge. No. Or Zoe and her. That's going to be the happy ending.
We all sound contradicting, okay? Don't listen to us. This is why it's called a prediction.
No. We're literally... just bouncing ideas off each other. We're conflicted. Like, we don't know.
Listen, I know, because we're trying to make reality out of fairy tale.
Sounds like Jane. Well, that is it for us this week. Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next week. You can find me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms. And where can they find you?
Nima Sky on all social media platforms. NEEMASKYE.
And you can find me at Dontara Terrell on all social media platforms.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
See you later.
See you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.